Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says if he is elected, he will not make false promises about being able to end the coronavirus pandemic, but will immediately prioritize science in dealing with the matter. Speaking in his home state in Wilmington, Delaware today, Biden has been trying to keep the focus of his campaign on the Trump administration's handling of the virus.
This is not political. It's patriotic. Wearing a mask. Wear one. Period.
Meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump has been using the race's final days to embark on a campaign sprint. Here's the president at a large in-person rally in Arizona today.
We are going to win Arizona, and we are going to win 4 more years in our great, beautiful White House.
Trump was also in Las Vegas. Biden continues to hold a lead in national polls, many of which show increasing unhappiness over Trump's handling of the pandemic, which has now claimed more than 227,000 U.S. lives. West Texas is facing a major coronavirus outbreak among medical workers at a time when cases are rising. As Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Walbrick reports, most of the infected workers got the virus outside the workplace.
Lubbock is a regional hospital hub for West Texas, and hundreds of healthcare workers in the city are now quarantining after being exposed to or contracting COVID-19. Governor Greg Abbott sent additional staff to Lubbock 2 weeks ago as the hospitalization rate climbed. Hospital leaders say they're more worried about staffing than beds. Contact tracing suggests most workers have been exposed to the coronavirus through community spread. The city is designated a national hotspot for the virus. As of Tuesday, there are 17 ICU beds available in a region that serves over 500,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.
Hurricane Zeta made landfall along the southeast Louisiana coast today. As Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports, the storm is projected to take a path across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, bringing dangerous wind gusts with it.
Zeta is expected to move quickly inland, and when it arrives, so will wind gusts up to 60 to 70 miles per hour. In Alabama's capital city, Montgomery, which is directly in the storm's path, schools are closed on Thursday in anticipation of the storm and possible damage and power outages. Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency ahead of the storm, urging residents and community shelters to comply with COVID-19 safety orders as much as possible. Forecasters also warn of isolated flash flooding and tornadoes along with Zeta, which is projected across northeast Georgia before reaching Virginia and the mid-Atlantic region. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.
Coronavirus concerns continue to weigh on Wall Street, the Dow down 943 points today. You're listening to NPR. Calmer weather in California is giving firefighters a bit of a breather as they continue to work to extinguish 2 wildfires that drove nearly 100,000 people from their homes. High winds and tinder dry conditions have been fueling wildfires in the state, where authorities were able to lift some evacuation orders today and were expected to let more people return to their homes as winds calmed. Southern California Edison says it's been investigating whether some of its equipment may have sparked one of the fires. Billy Joe Shaver, who wrote classic outlaw country songs in the 1970s, has died in Waco, Texas. The 81-year-old musician dying after suffering a stroke, according to a friend who confirmed the news to Rolling Stone. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this remembrance.
Billy Joe Shaver's songs were recorded by Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, and Waylon Jennings.
Oh, lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky-tonk heroes like me.
Jennings recorded Shaver's Honky Tonk Heroes, a defining album of outlaw country music. The Texas-born Shaver reportedly lived the outlaw lifestyle his music championed. In 2007, Shaver was charged with shooting a man in the face at a bar in Waco. After he was exonerated, he turned the experience into a song.
I'm Waco from Waco. You finally heard the truth.
Billy Joe Shaver was a born-again Christian who recorded and toured to the end. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today, oil ending the session at $37.39 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.